Hello, Adams. Today is March 20th, and we are here with your second edition of the Adams Kilt Cast, brought to you by the Adams Kilt. I'm Hope.
I am Drew.
And I am Ivan.
And what are we going to talk about today, guys? What's happening?
All right, so we're going to open things up nice and quick with what we're writing slash how the week went. Then we're going to move on to our general news discussion, in which we go over all of the stuff we've got on the wonderful Kilt, the Adams Kilt website that you can visit. And we are also going to go over our feature discussion, which is Madonna's crude statements about Rochester as a community. And then we're going to move on from there to our complaint corner, where we complain about stuff. So lots of fun in store. All right.
Okay, let's get started. So, Ivan, what have you been working on this week? Because I know you were doing something cool with the internet and whatnot.
Right. So, I am currently working on an infographic about March Madness. For a lot of you people, I'm sure you're crazy about March Madness. I myself am a fan of pretty much every sports playoffs. I do have some problems with March Madness, and I think it'll come off in my infographic. I'm going to mention a lot of the inadequacies with, you know, the lower seeds never winning anything. But it's going to be a cool infographic, really informational, and look forward to that.
Yeah, we're also going to talk about March Madness later on, so if you're into that jazz, be sure to stick around. My article, what I've been working on, was I wrote an article on Majora's Mask, some of the changes that were made to the game. I think I talked about it in the last cast, and I just finalized some of my ideas, summed them up. It's more of an editorial piece if you want. Bottom line is, it's a good game. If you want it, get it. But if you're looking for a more authentic experience, I'd go with the original for $10, because at the end of the day, it's just a better deal. So, Hope, what have you been working on?
I've been working on an open letter to Madonna, because she said some things that were pretty questionable, especially if you've been famous for so long. You'd think you'd have voice saying questionable things that could be, you know, taken as offensive. And I've also been working with you on a, like, kind of graphic thing for print edition. Well, it's, we say print, but you can find it online as a PDF form. It's really cool. It's really going to be colorful and fun. It's about spring break destinations, so you guys should check that out.
Such riveting places, such as
Tennessee.
Tennessee is one of those places, and it's so nice. So much gravy, so much love, so much banjo.
A lot of country music, a lot of southern accents.
All the banjo.
I kid, of course. Don't go to Tennessee. It's a terrible, terrible place.
Oh, we mean more like London and Italy.
Shanghai.
Shanghai is super cool. Did you know that they have massages in the park? They do.
Hold up. You mean to tell me I can go to a park and be like, hey, you there? And the masseuse will be like, yes, how can I help you? And I'll be like, sir or madam, can I have a back massage, please? And they'll be like, yeah, ma'am. That'll be insert amount
Drew,
there.
Hold on. I have an issue with that statement. Like, you can get massage in the park. That's like saying, like, in America.
Can you get a massage in the park in America?
Yes.
No.
Wait.
Somewhere in America.
You go to New York Park and you ask,
Central
hey,
park?
Can I get a massage?
Did you mean Central
First
Park?
First of all, New York Park.
You go to Central Park in New York, you're going to ask for a massage.
Right.
You're like, get out of here.
But you didn't specify a place. In Shanghai, you were just like...
Like all parks?
Why don't you go roll on cement? I'm kidding.
Is that how you think New York is?
Yeah, that's how I think New Yorkers talk.
Hot as balls.
Ivan's trademark stolen. Okay, we're getting off topic here, so
okay.
Let's rein it in. so yeah, that's going to be a fun infographic. Features we've got on the site, we've got a... I got confused for a second about what I was talking about.
We should talk about Dana's piece, because Dana Tan wrote an incredibly in-depth, incredibly helpful, incredibly well-written piece on prior review at Rochester. I don't know if you guys have heard, but due to some, like, questionable photographs
they were
that they've had.
Not even
they put a condom on a banana. We're not going to sugarcoat it, guys.
No, I went in
this
and I went with Dana to interview the principal, and he wouldn't even say what the pictures were. He was like, you know, the picture's on the front page. And then he was like,
they
leaning
that
in.
Scandalous.
And we were like, it's a condom, man.
It's not like they had, like, a monkey swinging his, you know, junk
in journalism. You can't... There was no issue with the picture. One parent got upset. It was... First of all, there's nothing inherently wrong about a condom. First of all.
Safe sex, kids.
Yeah, like to...
It was just an article detailing safe sex, if you guys...
Yeah, implying that a condom is inherently bad is like saying that safe sex is bad. And there was literally nothing wrong. It was a banana and a condom.
See, I talked to the principal, because I was there with Dana, and he said the pictures went against the district's policy on sex education. So,
but the article is about sex education.
Yeah, but it goes against the district's policy. So you can't even mention anything that's against the district.
Condoms are a part of the...
Nope. If you have sex, you will get AIDS and die.
These are facts.
Oh, man. It's the sad truth about our sex education policy.
It's not very good.
What I hate about it most is that it treats high school kids like a bunch of babies. Like, if I see a picture of a condom on a banana, I'm just going to want to go, you know, putting it in girls.
Never again.
Real talk, though, it's so sad that, like, we have a good sex education compared to the rest of, like, the country.
Yeah.
This is true.
Can you believe that? Like, overall, we have a pretty, like, recent, up-to-date sex education, and it's not even that
great.
But
then, my only problem is that they focus on all of the negative effects, and they don't teach kids how they should go about doing the deed. So then they get to it, and they're like, oh, all of this stuff is happening. What's going on? I don't know, but now we've got STDs.
I didn't learn about it in school. I can reflect on what I saw in 50 Shades of Grey, for instance.
Yeah, no.
Still salty about
that. And then they're like,
that.
Your parents will teach you. Well, maybe your parents won't teach you. Now you're on your own, because parents get all squeamish about it. They're
really?
Like, go read a book.
It's a serious issue, to be sure.
You don't want to check the internet, because the internet is meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's, at the end of the day, they think we're a bunch of, you know, moronic Neanderthals, and we won't figure it out, and so, you know,
that's
what it is.
Go read Dana's article. It's amazing. It's on the website right now. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it.
Really great stuff. On to that, we're going to move on to our next general news discussion, which is March Madness. Ivan is our... sports expert, if you will. He's the sports writer on the site. So, Ivan, go on into it.
All right, so March Madness, for those of you who have no clue what it is, though I'm...
it's a basketball tournament in March, and
so,
it's college.
The NCAA, which is college, basketball men's tournament is going on. It's called March Madness, in which 68 teams, technically, are entered... Oh, what's a bell? Are entered into a tournament...
they found us. Sorry.
I entered into a tournament. Yesterday was the first day, the beginning of the 64-team bracket, and boy, was it terrific. March Madness is pretty, like, famous and notorious for having a great first round because of the fact that you'll have, you know, like, for instance, we have, 14th-seeded Georgia State had the tremendous upset over 3rd-seeded Baylor. No one saw that coming. I have a couple friends whose brackets, and, you know, for those of you who don't know, it's fun to fill out a bracket for who you think is going to win. I have some friends whose bracket was just devastated because they thought Baylor was going to go far. One friend even thought that Baylor was going to win it all. So to have the 3rd-seeded Baylor upset by 14th-seeded Georgia State was just ridiculous. And it's that kind of thing. We had a lot of upsets yesterday. 14th-seeded UAB beat Iowa State.
Do you have any, like, favorite games that you saw?
Well...
Or do you just kind of, like, follow the stats and maybe not watch all the games?
You know, I watched a few, and it's this is the one thing I have. Personally, I think the NFL playoffs has it perfect in almost every way. The one thing that the NFL doesn't do is football's not an easy sport to watch back to back to back.
Yeah.
March Madness makes it really easy. Because basketball, personally, I don't think it's that great of a sport to watch until the end. And March Madness... capitalized on that. Whether or not you think the sport is fun to watch at the beginning, there's no denying that it gets more fun at the end.
That's true, yeah.
And the way they structured it was you'll watch one game and it'll end and there will be another game that started roughly like 20 minutes later than the first one, so you can flip to that one and they're in the final 5 minutes of the game. And it just keeps going on and on. I watched the endings to like 8 games yesterday and they were all, well, other than... Kentucky and Villanova, who just destroyed their opponents. They were all terrific finishes. A couple of them went to overtime. It was just an incredible day for sports. Personally, I think...
So, if you were to pick a team to go all the way, which one? I know it's all pointless speculation.
It is pointless speculation.
But so, if you wanted to see someone win, who would it be?
I am in no way basketball expert. I'm a football guy. I'm a hockey guy. However, based on what I've seen, Villanova and Kentucky look... Like one seeds. They're the number one seed in their respective, you know, conference. And it's quite clear that they earned it. They destroyed Lafayette and Hampton, respectively. I also think, personally, I picked Kansas to win it all. Gonzaga also has a great chance. But, you know, there's a reason. There are 4-1 seeds. There are 4-2 seeds. The rankings don't necessarily mean a lot. But statistically, the one seeds often go to the final four. And there have been a lot of one seed champions. So if you're a betting man or woman, Kentucky, Villanova, great choices. Duke and Wisconsin are also low-key favorites to win behind Villanova and Kentucky. Again, Kansas is a good option, so is Gonzaga. And don't sleep on the lower seeds. Last year we had an 11th seed make it to the Final Four, which rarely happens. It's one of the bigger issues.
It's really cool when it does, though.
It is cool when it does happen.
I love myself some underdog stories.
See, yeah.
Except for Underdog, a movie.
That was
terrible,
awful.
Underdog.
Never waste your time with that.
Oh, right, 90s yeah. and early 2000s movies.
But, yeah, if you're a fan of March Madness and you have some opinions on which teams you think will make it, email us, maybe email and tell us on the
tweet thing. Us if you want.
Yep,
that's
and
cool.
We'll read it out, your opinion out on the show, so everyone can know how right you are.
And you know
and
what?
If you think Ivan's an idiot, then be
Let
sure to
know.
Tell him.
In fact, here, I want to say this real quick. Right now, my Elite Eight are Maryland, Kansas, Louisville, Providence, Georgetown, Gonzaga, Arkansas, and Ohio State. I picked Kansas to beat Gonzaga in the finals. You want to, you know, Instagram us? Send us an Instagram, your bracket.
Yeah.
You want to show how stupid I am for picking those teams with your respective bracket? Go ahead. I'm taking on all challengers.
And yep. Make sure you check out his infographic when it's done, because it's going to be really cool.
It's
I've seen him working on it. Top notch.
All right, so in case we're losing you artsy people that don't give two rats butts about sports, we're going to move on to the Addams Family musical, a musical that we've got coming out. Again, something is strangely in Ivan's wheelhouse
yes.
as well. Ivan and Hope. They both, Hope does tech for the Addams play or whatever, and Ivan is an actor in the musical. So, yeah, I don't do anything. But
as usual,
are you gonna go see it?
I used to think that everyone in the Addams family were like monsters, like Frankenstein was the dad and Dracula
You're
was the mom.
Thinking of the monsters, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Circa 1950 show, black and white, easily mistakable.
Yeah, so I get easily confused. But hey, talk about the show. What can we expect? Is it worth seeing? What's going on?
Do you want to like talk about it from an acting standpoint,
oh, sure.
and then I'll talk about how amazing the set is sure. and how hard everyone is working?
I will talk about the show. It is a tremendous show. For those of you who maybe went to see Into the Woods last year and thought, you know what, it was a bit artsy for my taste, maybe not my favorite thing ever. I know a lot of people enjoyed it, and it was a good show. This year, if you didn't enjoy it last year, you will love it. It is a comedy, a full-blown comedy, with terrific music, and in my opinion, a pretty, pretty great cast. I think that a lot of the people who we knew would, you know, be lead players and really help make the show great have done what they expected, but also we've had some people who we didn't really think were going to be that huge a part of the show, and they really stepped up and made the show great. Maria Garcia Reina, correct? Is
mm-hmm.
her last name? Maria Garcia Reina. I didn't know much about it, to be honest, before I auditioned for this musical, but she...
She's a favorite.
She's so great. Her character, she plays Grandma, Grandma Addams. She, respective to how much she, like, speaks in the show, it's amazing how many laughs she gets. She can steal the show because her character
I heard there
is
was actually a lot of innuendo.
It's a very...
like a surprising amount.
Listen, we are PG. We are advertising as PG.
It's fine. It's a family show.
The kids will be like, why are you laughing? And the parents will be like, oh.
And if your kid gets the joke, they're too far gone anyway. So
yes.
that's on you as
it
a parent.
It is a great show with
So
it'll
go over the
comedy.
Kids' heads. All right.
Yeah. The seventh graders were in here on Thursday.
Yes.
And some of the jokes, they were just like, oh.
They did not fully understand. There were some, you could tell, you'd have a joke that you thought, we weren't sure if they'd get it. You'd hear it, and then quiet, but slowly people would start talking in the audience. You could tell there were the early seeds of people who know the know. And
right.
started to explain to their friends why that was funny.
But then there were, like, the high schoolers who got it immediately, and they
yes.
were like, ah, ha, ha, this is hilarious. And the seventh graders were like, ah. I don't follow. What are you saying?
All right, so Hope, what insights do you have to offer from the tech perspective?
Okay, so this show, people have been working on the show for a really long time, really hard. We have been in on Saturdays from like 9 in the morning until like latest 10:30 at night. So that's so many hours at school. You know, because you have to pick me up,
yep.
and I'm sorry, but it's a really cool set.
Fill out of the bed, cereal all over the place. I'm kidding.
You know what? It's worth it because this set is amazing.
It
I don't
is
know.
So good.
If you get the opportunity to see the show, mm-hmm. just take a minute to appreciate everyone who worked so hard on this set
Honestly.
Because it is two stories. It's a mansion that is two stories.
If you have followed Adam's Theater in years past, this is easily the largest set we've had since we did Hello Dolly in, I think that was 2011. We have... rarely have we had a set that was, first of all, that this tall.
Like, it's huge.
I fear for my life sometimes when I'm on it. It is so great.
And it's the set designer, Lauren Miller's, last year. So she wanted to make this fantastic.
And she did.
It's really good.
Lauren Miller's a really great artist.
She's so talented. And Connor Hensley has built, like, half of the things for
my
this.
My man, Connor.
It's amazing.
He's a man of few words, but...
And the light design is just... The light design really adds a lot for, like... emphasis and humor, it's perfect.
We've got some weather effects, and the coordination between the sound guys and the light guys just makes it terrific.
And our stage manager, Sierra, she always has her stuff together. She's always pointing out, okay, we can do this better, but you guys did a fantastic job, so it's really worth it. A lot of payoff, a lot of hard work.
Yeah, really great show. Make sure you go check it out. I believe it's showing on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Not Sunday.
Friday, Saturday.
And next Friday, Saturday. So
that's the 20th, the 21st, and then the 27th and 28th at 7 p.m.
So be sure to check it out. So now we're going to move on to... our feature discussion, which is Madonna's statements about Rochester, which is the article Hope's writing about.
Madonna.
So, Hope, can you just fill us in? What did Madonna say?
Madonna. So Howard Stern. Okay, Madonna had a rough time when she first moved to New York, and Howard Stern was like, "Had you ever thought about moving back?" And Madonna was like, "Have you ever been to Rochester Hills, Michigan?" And Howard Stern, of course, was like, "No, is it bad there?" And she was like... it's the worst.
Those simple-minded,
yes.
You know, the worst of the cities that are ranked top 10 to live in.
We're like
the
top
States.
Nine cities.
We are the ninth ranked
best
place to live.
She said it's the worst.
She said we are simple-minded, narrow-minded, basic people who are provincial thinking.
Provincial thinking. Oh,
but she says this, and I'm like, well, isn't generalizing an entire town of people kind of simple-minded and provincial
thinking?
Here's
my thing with what Madonna said. I feel like, yes, it was a slippery slope. She just kind of, you know, said some things that were overly general, and it was ultimately just unprofessional and stupid. But do you think she might have an iota of a point about Rochester Hills?
Here's the thing. Whether or not you have, like, whether or not it's an opinion or not, because the way she said it, it wasn't an opinion. It was like, the fact is, Rochester sucks. Right.
She was making a campaign.
And there are a lot of people who have never been to Rochester, so now they think, oh, Rochester is an awful town. Everyone in Rochester is awful, which isn't true, because we've had...
Madonna fans, which, I mean, honestly, if you're a fan of Madonna, you're not that, you know...
Everyone is a Madonna fan.
Everyone?
If you talk about Madonna, people will be like, oh my gosh, I love Madonna. And I don't really like Madonna that much.
Regardless of her music, she was at the very least influential.
She was an influential, like, she was like, bam, at the top of that.
I don't know, some would argue that, you know, with the stuff, especially with the provincial thinking stuff, we just talked about how the Rochester Hills town couldn't publish an article on sex education.
But think about it.
We've got
a thriving university full of, like, all these young kids with great new ideas. We've got a religious, like, a place of religious worship for most major religions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens in Rochester, it's kind of a community that will support you.
Yeah.
So, like, something happened at Rochester, yes, but now all of the other newspapers for Stoney and Adams are rallying around Rochester, trying to get them to be, to, like, relinquish some of that censorship.
Mm-hmm.
So, narrow-minded, provincial thinking, simple, basic, I don't think that's what we are.
Exactly.
And I think it's a little hasty to generalize an entire group of people.
I agree.
But then also, she's made some slip-ups in the past.
Very many, yeah.
Like, more recently, her new album is coming out. I'm not advertising for it because it's not
It's trash.
But here's the thing. So she made some pretty controversial, like, marketing moves for that, in which she kind of, she took famous civil rights leaders... and, like, she changed their images.
She wrote butts all over them?
Yes. She drew some mustaches.
What did she do?
No, she took their images, and she kind of transformed them to look like the cover of her album, which is kind of, like, Yeah. It's got like ropes all over her face and stuff. And yeah. so people on the internet were like, what are you doing, Madonna? It looks to me like you're defacing these. She did it to Nelson Mandela, which really got people over the edge.
Oh, really?
And she was like, but I did it to these other people too. And they were like, that doesn't make it any better, Madonna. Stop it.
My lord.
And then a little while back, she commented a picture of her son, who is white, with the N-word. And what? So, Madonna, I think at this point she should realize, maybe you should think before you write.
I didn't even know white people said that.
They do, like, all the time.
Well, they do behind your back, but...
But, like, she put it on her Instagram.
But not
like,
online.
Madonna, you have a public Instagram. You can't go around saying things like that without expecting some sort of response. That's and then her, so she apologized for both instances, but her grammar. Her grammar. If there is anything...
Let's just say, let's suffice to say that Madonna is not a wordsmith by any means.
Yeah. So she could buy it. God, I don't know.
Did she write her own songs? Do you guys know?
I don't know. I don't.
Who, even if the public said yes, how would we know for sure? Honestly,
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's the sadness
Madonna.
Of the situation.
She could have done so much better. I don't understand. Also, her last name is Sassone, if anybody was wondering, because I didn't know that.
Oh well, okay.
I was like, Madonna, does Madonna have a last name?
To be totally honest, I was expecting there to be more to talk about. But really, it just boils down to Madonna's an idiot.
She needs to think before she says things.
Honestly, so, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
If you want to read the letter that the mayor of Rochester wrote to Madonna, it's an open letter. That's everywhere on the internet. So really, all you need to Google is like, Madonna criticizes Rochester, and then everything will pop up.
Yeah.
And if you want to read my letter, it's on the Adams Kilt, so you can do that.
It's very snarky. She's a very snarky
writer.
It's
not snarky. It's sassy at most.
It's sassy, but in the good kind of way.
Yeah. It's like passive-aggressive
You do it well. It was well-written.
It was very
well-written,
yeah.
Thank you.
All our writers are really good. You should read our website.
Do it.
I'm kidding.
And follow us at...
kilt@gmail.com.
And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @AHS_kilt. And we are just shameless self-promotion, even though it's not even time for that plug.
All of those things.
But... You can never have too much.
Yep, okay, so we actually got through things relatively quickly, so we're going to move on to Complaint Corner. So, complaints about life in general, stuff that's going on.
I mean, I can start. I'm still pretty salty about last night. So, last night was the beginning of March Madness, or yesterday was. Listen, I'm not... Like, as previously said, I'm not a basketball expert by any means, but I did fill out a bracket, because it's fun, and I love all playoffs of all sports. And I said, you know what, I'm actually going to try to do well this year. There was a 5-minute span yesterday where it really appeared as though I was going to get 13 of the first 16 games correct. However, you know, LSU dropped a 13-point lead. Purdue missed a slam dunk. Literally, I'm not even kidding, that's not, like, a play on words. There was a moment in which a player tried to dunk the ball and missed in a game in which they lost by one. Even if you don't know basketball, you should know a basket is worth 2 points. They lost by one and they missed a dunk.
They missed a dunk?
Yes.
That's great.
Ha ha ha, sports. How could that have happened?
Hope, someone tried to dunk the ball.
Yeah.
Wait, is that like, well, couldn't it have rebounded off the back? That sounds hard.
Hope, a 6'6" at minimum man jumped up with the ball in both hands.
He tried to place the ball into the basket with his hand.
It's like, do you ever like have, oh shit, do you ever have a thing and you're trying to put it on a shelf and you're just like, oh wait, just kidding, I dropped it. No.
It's kind of like when someone's like, you know, if someone shoots the paper into the bin. It's kind of like someone walks up to the bin and drops it in the bin, but they miss.
But what happened? Did it, like, rebound off the back?
It was just pathetic. Anyway, and even I could have dealt with that, but I was really proud of myself because I thought I had made a huge upset pick when I picked SF Austin to upset Utah, and they didn't. They had a 1-point deficit. They were down by one with a minute left. You don't have to know sports to know that it's a close game. And they almost had it. They almost had it, but dumb penalties kept them from doing it. It was just a horrible turn of events. It looked like my bracket was going perfectly. Instead of 13-3, I am 10-6.
Refs are an annoying aspect of basketball. Yeah. They should be replaced by robots in the future.
Yep. Just father is a ref. How can you say that?
It's just, listen, if you like March Madness, you probably it's very likely that some of these events I'm complaining about worked in your favor, and congratulations to you. But for now, I'm pretty salty about it. I don't know.
I'm pretty salty about the lack of sleep I've been getting recently.
Yes.
I am at school from 7:30 until, like, 9, 10 o'clock every day for, like, the past 2 weeks.
Same, first of all.
Don't act like it's just you. And I've got, like, a 7 or 8 page research paper due, and all of these major assignments, and lots of tests and quizzes, and I'm like, oh, gee whiz.
Yes.
I don't need sleep. Sleep is for losers. Sleep is for the weak.
For those of you who are interested in doing theater, just know that you will be, especially when it gets close to the show.
It's all fun and games until it's 2:30 in the morning and you still have a essay to write.
I did write an essay. I finished it at 4 in the morning the other day. I got home at 8:30. No, 9. I got home at 9 and I nourished myself. I ate food and...
I consumed the proper amount of food.
I absorbed it. And, you know, you come home just... If you're an actor, you come home just plated with layers upon layers of makeup that, especially if it's a makeup-heavy show, could take, like, 30 minutes to get off. So,
ooh, weird.
Yeah, takes a lot of effort. By the time you're all set and done to get ready on your work, it's already 10 and you don't get sleep.
But, like, if you're in tech, you come home at, like, 10, and you're oh, well, I gotta do this.
The
you just
makeup that the actor's experience, I assume, was analogous to the paint that the tech
and
people
you just
experience.
Gotta, I, my entire arms... For 2 weeks, they are now the regular color, but they have been a mixture of orange, gray, and, like, cranberry-colored, which are not normal colors.
They're not ugly colors.
I've never even heard someone describe a color as cranberry, so good on you.
The colors are, like, fancy
wine
and, like, pumpkin. Those are the actual
which I will be getting
colors.
Are you going
to
complain about how you barely talked about anything in this podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
Your lack of lines.
First of all, you guys have been steamrolling me the entire podcast, and I'm mad. But it doesn't matter. I'm even more mad because... I don't feel like I have, like, anything to drink at my house.
it's like a real
first world problem. But, like, I mean...
All we have is water,
but I'm not going to drink freaking water, right? Like, I need juice or something, but there is no juice. I squeezed a lemon into water and then, like, sprinkled sugar in it thinking maybe it'll taste like lemonade.
No,
it didn't taste like lemonade.
That's not how you make lemonade.
It was terrible. It was gross. Anyways, I don't
but
know.
But you have a car and money.
I'm not going to spend money on juice.
All right, Drew, I don't know anything about your juice problem, but I promise.
It's a dilemma. It's a real
it's
issue.
Not, it's not. It's a non-problem.
I can fix one problem for you. Next podcast, I promise we will talk about less Ivan and Hope things.
We can talk about, like, video games or bass or music. Whiplash. That was a crazy movie.
Oh, crap. Watch Whiplash. I'll talk about that more on the next podcast, but it's a great movie if you like insults and if you like
sass and
music, you like music
and jazz.
And jazz.
It's so intense. Then. It's the most intense thing I've ever seen.
Interesting.
J.K. Simmons, great man, great work, very severely underappreciated actor. But I guess that's a complaint. J.K. Simmons needs more love. Love J.K. Simmons. Love him like your son.
Or your brother or father, because he's a little old to be your son.
No, love him like your son.
Good. My son! My boy!
Give him nourishment. I'm kidding.
All right, good.
Okay.
All right, so that's it for Complaint Corner. So that pretty much wraps up our entire discussion. So if you want to fan out, like probably majority of you have already, you can. And so... If you want, you can send us an email at theadamskilt@gmail.com with the subject line podcast, and we will read your listener question out on the show, and we'll answer it.
You can tweet us or follow us on Instagram, and that's @AHS_kilt. And we also have a YouTube channel, which is where all of the announcements are, and some of our Videolicious videos. So if you're just interested in that, feel free to check it out. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, we'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you for listening.
Yep.